Yes, the Gemara says b'marovo. Hold the Rabba Bavarshela Leshmilu. They didn't hear his aloha. Uboyi lo mi boyi, and they asked the Shaila by themselves in Eretz Yisrael. How you bo Hashemesh? When the pasuk says ubo Hashemesh, what does the pasuk mean? Does it mean bias shimshuhu? Does it mean that the sun coming down, going away? Or my vitoria Torah yoyme means when the day goes away completely. That's when the kohen by tesachov, that's when he's allowed to eat truma. Or duma, maybe no. Maybe bias oiru means coming up of the light in the morning. The next morning first he could eat truma. Or my vitoria, what does the pasuk mean? Toye garva, that the person has to be metayer himself, means he has to bring a korban first. So our shayla, mamish declared the shame shayla in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they approached this shayla from a braisa. He's not from any mashmoy, it's a posik. The posik itself is not mashmoy. Braisa is the north malach lomashim sinu. If they have a kabbalah, this is the pshan, the posik. That's when a braisa told us pshan. Miutoni bebraisa, the braisa says, Simin ledover, what's the simin? When a coin is allowed to eat truma, says like a chovim. Ishma mina via shimshu. It has to mean when the sun goes away, because that's says like a chovim. Or ozoyu my vitor, what does vitor mean? Torah yoyma just means the day passes away, and automatically by himself his Torah is allowed to eat a truma. Because says like a chovim, he can't bring a korban. A korban can only bring by yoyim. But laila, it's possible to bring a korban. So Berachah, the pasuk of Bo Hashemesh v'Torah just means as soon as the sun goes down and it comes, Tzeis Kechavim, that's when you're allowed to start eating truma, and that's what our Mishnah says. So what then? That's the Zman of Krishma. So Drashi Mebraisa, the Tana Lekamon B'Shmaitim, will soon bring down the Braises. Mishor Shakanam Nechnosim Lecha B'Trumotzim. We'll soon see that's the braisa, that when is the kohen allowed to eat truma by tzeis kechovim. So klaw, it means he does not have to wait till he brings his korban, because at night he can't bring a korban yet. So the pasuk means uvo Hashemesh, the sun is going down, v'toyer aloshin, right away when the day passes away, the kohen is toyer, he's allowed to eat truma right now, and that is tzeis kechovim. Like we'll soon see the braisa. So the Gemara now the Gemara is interested in bringing down a lot of different, little complicated, just old cheshbon, a lot of different sheets exactly when is the Zman to start saying Krishma. Hey, a lot of these Tanoim hold not like our Mishnah. Like again, we said, the Torah does not say Krishma is Laila. Doesn't say Balaila. The Torah says B'shoch B'chor, when people go to sleep. So it's a big machlokes to know exactly what is called B'shoch B'chor. It's our Tana, the Mishnah says, Tzeis Kechavim. When the Kechavim come out, that's the Zman to start saying Krishma. But you could say a little bit before, you could say a little bit later. So the Sun will see now a bunch of Tanoim exactly when the Zman Krishma starts. La Locha, we're always marked by the Yikish Zman is Tzeis Kechavim. Exactly what Tzeis Kechavim is, that's the famous Machlokes Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that Tosfos holds it like 18 to 20 minutes after the beginning of Shkia. So come out here in LA, they say like the latest man for the first man would be 23 minutes after Shkia. You'd be allowed to say that's called Tzeis Kechavim. And the other Shita there is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that is the beginning of Shkia and the end of Shita and end of Shkia, which is definitely 2 minutes after Shkia, or else some say it's 50 minutes after Shkia, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. But in Halacha we all use Tzeis Kechavim, that's when you yotze the mitzvah and the rites of Krishma. Now we're going to go through a lot of different Zmanim of Krishma. Omar Mar, we learned before, Mishor, our Mishnah says, Mishor Shakanam Nechnosim Lecha B'Trumos. For the Gemara, Minua, the Kasher, and Tana. Another Brisa says, Neim Asar Karen Eshmar B'Yarvin, when can we start saying Krishma at night? Mishoni Nichnas Lecha Pita B'Melech. When a noni comes home and starts to eat his bread with salt. If the salt he has is Pita B'Melech, that's when the Zman Krishma starts. And ad, how long does it go? Ad shor sho'eimed lipotim eterech sedosei. It only goes as long as it gets finished eating. Hey, that's called Zman Krishma. Hey, that's called B'shoch B'chor. Hey, according to this Tana, it would mean the first time that people go to sleep. Smamash, maybe 10-15 minutes, that's all it is. Hey, B'shoch B'chor only comes in to eat his supper, and until he's finished eating his supper. So Agav tells the Asakashi right away, how does the Ani say Krishma then? If the Zman starts when he starts eating, and finishes when he finishes eating, how does the Ani say Krishma? Look at Tosfos here. Mishor Shoni Nichnas Lecha Pita B'Melech. Teima Ani Gufa Masa Yispalo. To Amrit Zman Achilot Ayin Zman Krishma. V'chiv V'chibo Zman Krishma Asla Asla Suda. So Zoktois Vieshloima this man tfila the Koikmus man tuda. Tlav Davki Mishona Nichnas Lechom, Elapurta Mikorakoma, till he prepares his suda. So it means this man starts like 2 or 5 minutes, right? He's davening the fish from an esrei, if I say, affairs marriage. So he says a little bit before he starts teeth, his man would take for his wife to prepare the sudam. That's real this man when he can start saying Krishna. So he davens then, and then he sits down teeth. That's this time. So the Gemara, Seifa Vade Pligya Masisim. If this Seifa that says, till how long can you say Krishna? Just a few minutes, that's the thing on our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says at least the first 3 hours of the night, the first 4 hours at least. Of the Reisha Frekin Mora, it says a new shear of Oni, Mileima Pligya Masisim. Is it saying a new shear from now? Mishnah? So if tomorrow's right, no, look, it's not a rise of the Machlokes. I'll tell you, Oni Vekoin Chachiru. Maybe the time when an Oni comes to down heat is also Tesit Hoven. It's not Mukhuch yet as any Machlokes. An Oni sits down heat at the same time as Tesit Hoven. So Trashi, Misha Oni is a Trashi, what's the shear of an Oni? Shane Loy Nair. An Oni can't afford to have a Nair. His Amor didn't have electricity. Because night, if you wanted to have light, you had to burn an air. Now, a noni doesn't have an air. So mainly, he tries teeth l'havlik l'sadosei. Therefore, he tries teeth as early as possible. Because it's brought down, even though tzeitzik chazim, the stars come out, there's still some light out. There's a gemara like that. It's not totally dark. Havad, it still gets darker and darker even after tzeitzik chazim. That's what the maestro, we hold after 23 minutes after shkiyam. It's called tzeitzik chazim, it's not totally dark yet. It still gets darker later. But there is still some light out. There's no theory. Hey, the sun went down from the rise and we can't see the sun anymore. But there's still some rays that light up. Therefore, Noni hops around and starts to try to eat very fast supper while there's still some light outside. Because he can't afford to use the candles. So, Pashit, the different shear of Tetzachovim. So, tomorrow, no, it's the same shear. Drashi, Sefer Vali Pligam Asisim. Tiktoni Yochad, Shor, Shemid, Lipotim, Etech Asuda. Vainu, Lekreb, Lez, Lekreb, Bom, Lekreb, Gamliel. The Doris of Shok B'chot Tchilas Man Shchiva. At this time it says, what does Shok B'chot mean? The beginning, the first time that people go to sleep. That's when you have to say Krishna. And that's the first 10 minutes of the night. And now Mishnah said the earliest man is at least the first 4 hours of the night. So when Zman Krishna ends, this price is Zichem Achulik and now Mishnah. What about the beginning of the Brisa? So Rashi, Oni the Koyin, Oni Kol Leloisa, the Koyin Tom Elecha, but true Matayis Chachiru, what is that? Tetzichovim. It may be an Oni, and a Koyin when he eats Truma the same shear of Tetzichovim, so the time of our Mishnah, this price hold the same shear. When can you start saying Krishma or Tetzichovim? So tomorrow, Abazoi, can you say Oni Koyin the same shear? I have another Kasha now. For a minute, from another Brisa. It says, Neimestai Mashil Nikmas Krishma. When do we start saying Krishma? The Arvis by night. Mishor Shabinei Odom Nichnosim Lecho Piton the Arvis Shabbos. When people come on Friday night to make Kiddush, that's when you can start saying Krishma. Give Rav Meir, Self Rav Meir. But Raji, the Arvis Shabbos, this is also a said earlier year, Memarin Lesuda Shakom Muchen. About everything is all prepared. You have to prepare the Suda before Shabbos. So as soon as you come on, from davening, you can sit down teeth. But in the middle of the week, when you come on first, it used to work. When they come on, they have to first down to prepare suda. There's a supper. The Erev Shabbos get a little bit earlier. So that time is the time when you start saying Krishna. That's how Reb Meir. The Chachamim Maimrim, Mishor, Shekhanim, Zachor, Nekeb, Shremot. Simen Ledover, Tetzik Chachamim. It's here the offer in the Brice that says, when can the Kohen start eating Shuma? By Tetzik Chachamim. So what do we have for this brisa? That the machlokes remain the chomim, whether it's called when people eat Erev Shabbos, which is mashma, that's not Tetzik Chovim, that's a little bit before Tetzik Chovim, and then the chomim say, no, until Tetzik, you have to wait until Tetzik Chovim. Now, how does the chomim know Tetzik Chovim? There's a famous gemara here. So the gemara of Yafo Pish and Raya Ladover, there's not 100% Raya that Nishon starts by Tetzik Chovim, of a Zeich Ladover. There is a Zecher that claw. How long is a cold day until Tetzik Chovim? When does night start by Tetzik Chovim? Shenemar says in the Pasuk in Nechemyam, V'anachnu Moistim B'mlocha, we did work, V'chetyom, we divide half of us, Marzikim V'remochim, half of us held the spear, when? Me'olas HaShachar Ad Tetzik Chovim. Now, the Oimer, the Pasuk says right away,
The whole night time we watched, and the whole daytime we did melacha. And the pasuk says, when did you do melacha? This is a famous Gemara that we know close. Daytime is called from Eilat HaShachar, which is the same, which is before sunrise. Some say it's 72 minutes before sunrise. That's what usually we hold like that. Some say it's even 45 minutes before sunrise. But Eilat HaShachar, until Tzeisik HaChovim, that is called Yoyim. If any mitzvah, like Tzitzis or Tzilin, that you could do by Yoyim, you could start doing it with your right son. From Eilat HaShachar until how long? Until Tzeisik HaChovim. Atzekach, please get the cash all over. What's the whole style of Beina Shmoshes? We have a Zman, Beina Shmoshes. Is it Yoyim? Is it Lively? We don't know. So not from the Gemara that says here clear. Daytime starts early to Shachar, the morning star, and it goes until Tzeis Chavos. So the big machlokes are showing him. Tzeis Teretz is, the most latter Teretz is, that Beina Shmoshes to us is a suffix, when is Tzeis Chavos? As we don't know exactly when the star starts coming out. So our suffix of Beina Shmoshes, when we're machmir, not the Dumlach, Erev Shabbos, is because we have a suffix, maybe then it's already Tzeis Chavos. But if we know exactly when Tzeis HaChovim is, that's when nighttime starts, and up until then is Vada Yoyim. That's the pasuk here. Vayelonu alayla mishma vayoyim lach. Because the Gemara might be Yoyim, what do you need to conform? So he tell maybe you could say, Michiar v'shim shalayla, as soon as the sun goes down, by Shkia time it's night. The Yinu d'machashchi, they worked a little bit longer. Maybe they worked overtime. They ended by Shkia. They worked until Tzeis HaChovim. They worked overtime. Umekadmi, maybe they start by Eilat HaShachar by sunrise. They started the work by the morning star. Maybe they started to work too early. So Shema, that's why we have another post. The post says no. Vayelonu alayla mishma, the whole night they had a mishma. Vahayoy melacha, when did they do melacha? Only by yoyim. So the post says they worked from Eilat HaShachar until Tzeis HaChovim. That's a raya berura that day is until Tzeis HaChovim. So this is the price. So machlokes Reb Meir and the Chomim, when does the man Krishma start? The Chomim says by Tzeis HaChovim, and Reb Meir says earlier, by the time you start eating your Yisud on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara Kosalka Taitech, we thought the Oni of Bnei Yodim Chat Shurim, and Oni and Bnei Yodim is the same shear. By Bazoi, the Yarmid, like we want to say before, that Oni the Koyin Chachiura, and Oni and the Koyin is one Shirhu, or Bazoi Chachom Hainu Reb Meir. Chachom now say Tzeis HaChovim. Reb Meir says Odom Erev Shabbos. Now we're thinking a person on Erev Shabbos and an Oni every day of the week is also the same Shir. So if an Oni is Tzeis HaChovim, or Bazoi Erev Shabbos is also Tzeis HaChovim. That's a Sira. Because here we have a machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim. So Reb Meir is not saying Tzeis HaChovim. Ela zot gemar shema mina, oni is shiur lechud, oni is one shear before Tzeis HaChovim, the koyin shiur lechud, and the koyin is the zman of Tzeis HaChovim. So the gemar loy, I'll tell you this also in the raya. I can tell you still, oni the koyin chach yuroi. But when an oni eats every night, and the koyin eats truma, they're both Tzeis HaChovim. But I'll tell you, but when does everybody eat? On Erev Shabbos, they eat before Tzeis HaChovim. So a person and an Oni are two different Zmanim. So Mela, Reb Meir says, when does Zman Krishma start? Before Tzeis HaChovim. That's when a person eats Erev Shabbos. And Reb the Chovim say, Tzeis HaChovim. So the Vayim were still believing that Oni and Koyin is the same Shir, Tzeis HaChovim. Just when the people eat Erev Shabbos, that's an early Zman. Said the Gemara, no. The Oni, the Koyin Chachiru, how can you say that an Oni, when he eats every night, is Tzeis HaChovim? It's the same time a Koyin eats Truma, or a minu another Kasha. Nocha Ganta Cheshbein is here when you start saying Krishma. Another Baisa. Miyei Masai Maschilin. Don't tell me the Shabbos clock is coming. What? The Shabbos, you gotta change it for me. So, in order, is that true? The Oni, the Koyin Chachiru, can you still say that an Oni and a Koyin, they're both this man of Tzeis HaChovim, or a Minu? Me'ei Masai Maschil Nikrishmar Biyarvin, when is this man Kriyashma night start?
Misho she kiddush hayoyim bi'arba Shabbos. Now this is a very, very early Zman. This is Kamat Shkia time. Hey, it's when Shabbos starts in Erev Shabbos. Misho she kiddush hayoyim bi'arba Shabbos is Dibur Reb Elezer. Let's see Rashi on this. Rashi misho she kiddush hayoyim bi'arba Shabbos is Haino Bein HaShmoshes. That's the beginning of Bein HaShmoshes, when we have to be matzid not to do Malach already. Sofik yoyim, sofik laila. So Rashi the kibon the sofiku kiddush hayoyim misofik. He's misofik at Shabbos. Oh, we're not going to go into the big machlokes of Shainim here exactly when Shabbos starts. That is not the mokum. A kopon Reb Lezer holds the earliest man that the Rashi says that mamish means the beginning of Shkia. Beginning of Shkia, that's when it's already a sofik. Maybe it's Shabbos. That's what he holds. He holds the shoch b'chor is even before nighttime. It's at the beginning of Shkia. We have Yeshua Aimer, Mishor Shekhanim, Mitohorim, Leachel, B'Tremosim. And that's good like our Mishnah. When Seisik Chavim, when a Kohen is Torah, teach Ruma. We have Meir Aimer, Mishor Shekhanim, Toivlin, Leachel, B'Tremosim. And Meir says this man, when a Kohen is Toivl, goes to the mikvah. Now the Kohen has to go to the mikvah before Shkia. Halacha is, if a Kohen is time in the daytime, he has to go to the mikvah before Harishemesh, before Bein HaShemoshes, and then after Bein HaShemesh, then it becomes Torah. So according to him, it's even earlier, before Shkia, he has to be Toivl. So Rashi Mishor Shekanim Toivlim, Hainu Koidim Bein HaShemoshes. So this is even an earlier Shia than Reb Lezer, even before Bein HaShemoshes. Kedeza Rashi, Shiei Lem Koidim Bein HaShemoshes, Harishemesh. The day before, and this should be Harishemesh. That's what we say in Bava Madlikin. The Zman Atzfilo, when can a Kohen be Toivol? It's Koidem Bein HaShemoshes Mat. A little bit before Bein HaShemoshes, the Kohen has to be Toivol in the Mikvah, and then he has to wait till it goes by Harishemesh, till it comes Tetzik Kovim, and then he could eat. Dosaku Reb Meir says like this. Omol Reb Yehuda has a kasha to Reb Meir, Ba'aloi Ka'anim, Mevoi Yoimein Toivolim. He has a kasha. How could you say that is Zman Krishma, that Toivu Mamash before Shkia? Before Shkia, it's the pillar. It's not a Zman Shkivi yet. Nobody goes to sleep so early yet. How could you say it is Zman Krishma? So the Gemara soon can explain what the Machlokes is. So Rashi, Baloi Kanu, Baloi Yoimim Toivim. We have Yudula Taimei. The Yom of Obama Madlikim, Bein HaShemoshes, Kdei Mahala Chatzi Mila. This is the terrace rating. Depends how long Bein HaShemoshes is. We have Yudah hold, it's like 18 minutes. Koidim Sesik Chovim. 18 minutes before the night, it's Bein HaShemoshes. Kori Bein HaShemoshes. Devi Sofik. Hilkach Tfilo de Mak Mihochi. If you have to be Toivul, 18 minutes before Lilo, Miboy Joimu, that's in the daytime. Vulav Man Shchiva, that's not called as Man Shchivahu. Lokama Forish my Hadle Remeya. Soon the Gemara will explain what does Remeya hold. As Remeya holds that the other sheet of Bein HaShemoshes, like Rabbi Yossi, that only starts 1 minute before Tzetzik Chovim. Like Harishemesh. Come on, even you can't tell the difference. So the 1 minute before Tzetzik Chovim, that can be called Zman Shchiva. Right, another sheet of Zakti Gemara is, Rabbi Chanino Aimer, Mishor Sh'oni Nichnas Lecho Pita B'melch. Oh, so now this is going to be the Raya now. This is a new Mandiyama. When an Oni comes home, Ti Pita B'melch. So we already had a Mandiyama, and it says, Mishor Shekanim Kiri Truma. And this is another Mandiyama, Rabbi Chanino. So this is the Raya that an Oni and Kain are two different Shurim. Because some of them are the same Mandiyama. There's one mandiyam here that says, if Yeshua says, Mishor Shekhanim Mutorim Lecha B'Trumos, and that's if Yeshua Shita, when a Kohen could eat Truma, and Rabbi Chanina now says, when an Oni could eat. So you see, Klon, and Oni and a Kohen are two different Shurim, and that's maybe the Gemara's Raya. We didn't finish yet, we have more Shitas. Rabbi Achoi V'Yarmilo Rabbi Achoi Mer, Mishor Sheroi B'nei Yodim Nechnosim Hosei. Not totally in the Noni, when he goes to eat supper, but it's a man when rogue people already came home to eat supper. Yeah. See, they're all different shittas when Zman Krishma starts. Now, Zot Brent the Maraya. V'yarmid, if you want to say, Oni v'koin chach yuruhu, that the time of an Oni also means Tzetzik Chovim. The same time a koin k'di truma, or the zoi, Rebbe Chanina, hain Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua says, Mishor Shekoin, and the Chanina says, Mishor Shani. So if it's the same shit, the same exact same thing. El Lav Shemamina, this is the Maskona, that Shiura Dioni Lechud, who Shiura the Kohen Lechud Shemamina. That no, the type of two different Shurim. That Kohen is the man, says the Kechavim, and an Oni is a little bit before. An Oni comes home to eat even a little bit before. Fret the Gemara now, we'll soon say, not before, we'll soon say. said the Gemara now, Hai Minayim Yuchar, which one is the latest shear? Is the Koyin Fesik Chavim later, or is the Oni later? So the Gemara Mistavri Dionim Yuchar. Is now the Gemara says, not like we said until now. Before we were saying a Sfer and Rashi, and Noni Chaps Rant Heat as early as possible, because he wants to chop along some light. Now the Gemara is Choyzim, before I should speak out. No, the Oni is a little bit later. The Teretz is, because he has to work so hard, he can't leave work earlier. So he should have to work until the last minute, Tetzich Chovim, and then he first gets home, then he has to first start eating. So Noni is a little bit later. So the Gemara di Yamrit Yoni Muktim, because if you say Noni is before Tetzich Chovim, of the Rebbe Chanina, Hainu Rebbe Eliezer. As Rebbe Eliezer says, the Shir is before Tetzich Chovim, he said before Mishor Shekidish Hayim, that's Ben Ashmoshes. See if you can say an Oni is also before, it's Mistav with the same Shir. Because not Mistav to make such Machoikisin in a few minutes. So once you say an Oni is before Tzitzik Chovim, and your Blazer says, Kiddush Yoyim Ben Ashmoshes is also before Tzitzik Chovim, it's Mistav with both same Shita. So the Pshat to say that two different Mandiyomim is that Oni means Mucher after Tzitzik Chovim. El Ashmamina, the Oni Miocha Shmamina. Omamar, we learned before, Omle Reb Yudim. The Shaila was Reb Yudim asked Reb Meir for the Kohanim of Yom Haim Tovlim. How could you say Zaman Kriish Miz when the Kohanim are Tovl, which is Meboy Yom? So how could that be Zaman Kriish Miz? That is Zaman Shchiv. It's still daytime. For the Gemara Shapi Komle Reb Yudim Reb Meir. Reb Yudim asked a very good question to Reb Meir. How could you, Reb Meir, say you can start saying Kriish Miz when the Kohanim is Tovl? And for the Gemara of Reb Meir Hochi Komle Reb Meir sounds like this. Mi Savrit do we think? Do you think me, Reb Meir, I hold like you, Reb Yehuda, your shear of Ben Ashmoshes, which is 18 minutes? Then you have a good kashram. 18 minutes before Lila is not as the man Shiva. So I'm going to Reb Yosi Shito. The Yom Reb Yosi says, Yom Reb Yosi, Ben Ashmoshes Kerafayin. Ben Ashmoshes is like a blink of the eye. That's all it is. And Mamas, like we're saying, very good. Because we know Klaw, Laila Yoim is until Tzitzik Chovim. So it's only a Sophic when it's Tzitzik Chovim. He says we know Klaw. It's only a Sophic, Mamas, a second, when is exactly, when is it afterwards. But it's not no 18 minutes Sophic, it's only 1 second. So Bezai, Zer Nichol Zer Yoytze. As soon as the day goes away, right away Tzitzik Chovim comes out. The Yeshel Amadol, we can't know about it. Smell is not Shver. If that's man, that 1 minute before Laila, is talking as man Shiva, it's talking as man, people go to sleep, you can say Krishna. It's going to do that to you. For the Gemara now, another stereo. Kasha the Reb Meir, the Reb Meir. So Drashi, Kasha the Reb Meir, the Reb Meir. L'yeh lom mishor shev neyodim nechnosim lecho piton b'yar v'shevosas. V'ushir me'ucha mishor koyin. It's now a bright theory, Reb Meir says, the shear of a koyin. And before it may have said the shear is when Bnei Yodim come to eat the Pita Bava Shabbosis, which is before. Here Rashi has Muchatak. Rashi has a little bit later than Tzitzik Chovim. Yeah, I mean, I was Oni. Here the Gemara said Oni. Gemara said Oni is the afterwards. And now we're going to Sosha Bnei Yodim Nechlos Lecha Pita Bava Shabbosis. Before Rashi's Bava Shabbosis is earlier. He has said now Rashi is being Chayzer. They talk about this Rashi a little bit Shver. Alright. So Rashi Bachi Yama Mishras Tfilo Shikayda Ben Ashmosha. So Tzira in Reb Meir, and for the Gemara Nachnami Trei Tanoi Leave with Reb Meir. There are two different Tanoim exactly what Reb Meir said. And this is the Pshat Poshet how all Machloikism started. Machloikism started was the Rebbe said a Shir, and two Tamidim thought they heard two different Shotim in the Tana. So one Tana thought Reb Meir said like this, and one Tana thought Reb Meir said like this. Come to us, Machloikis. For the more another Tzira is Kasha the Reb Lezer, the Reb Lezer. Is now a Mishnah portion Reb Lezer holds from Tzitzik Chovim, and here in the Brisa Reb Lezer says Mishor Shekahanim Mishor Shkiddush Hayoyim, and the Manachem will trade Tanoi Libra Reb Meir. It's no cash. Also, two Tanoim heard over two different shots from Reb Lezer. The boy is saying another Teretz is no. Reb Lezer Shita is when does Man Krishma start? It starts from Mishor Shkiddush Hayoyim. Bein Ashmoshes. I now Mishnah says Tzitzik Chovim Reisha Lav Reb Lezer. You should know the Reish of our Mishnah is not Reb Lezer. As the Mishnah says, Name is like Kunesh Rabbi Yav Mishoshkan Rosanech of the Trumosan, that's not Reb Lezer. That's a Tanakama. Just Reb Lezer just says, how long does the man go? At Seifar Shmar Rishon and Dibri Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer only says the man goes until the first 4 hours of the night. But when does the man Krishna start? Reb Lezer Shita Lom Tata could be earlier. Could be Mishoshikidish Hayim. So this is the riches of the Gemara, and Lamaisa lo Allah we pass the Mikra Dinis from Sesek Chovim, that's when Zman Kirishma starts. Taisvis Duri says that the reason why is a minik to daven Marv a little bit earlier, because there's Saimech on these Tanayim here, that hold you could say Kirishma even a little bit before Sesek Chovim. Like by Ben Hashemosh already you could say Kirishma, or by Shki you could start saying Kirishma. So that's the way Duri is Malam Mitzchus. How come people daven earlier Kirishma and Shul? Because there's Saimech on these Shittis. That's the Duri. But Mika Din Lalocha, we don't hold not like that. We hold that when you make your mitzvah essay of Krishma, only you have to face a chovin. And if you dava marv early, which you're allowed to, marv is only with the rabbonin, you're allowed to dava marv earlier after plaka mincha, we have Rashi's halacha then, that you should be marked, but later on at night, after face a chovin, you should say over again Krishma. So even though Rashi Shita is, all you have to say is the first parasha, that lechur wimachmer. That wimachmer say over at least the first two parashas, and the best thing to say over all three parshis, because there are a lot of shittas that hold that the first two parshis are midiraita. So whatever you have to say from midiraita, you have to say over again after tzeis chovin. Because pasha the loch is like our time of the Mishnah, that the zman kirishma first starts at tzeis chovin. Okay, bye. Mishem tomorrow night again 9:15.